WrestleTalkRadio.com.
This is Rob Van Dam. You are listening to WrestleTalk Radio.
Oh.
Wild Talk Radio Network presents to you the evolution of online sports entertainment, WrestleTalk Radio.
Hey, this is former WWE superstar Shawn Michaels.
This is the Rated R superstar, a.k.a. Adam Copeland, a.k.a.
Hey, this is Chris Jericho.
I'm in five halls of fame. I wear a kilt. I play the bagpipes. Who am I? I'm Roddy Piper, for heaven's sake!
Breaking down everything in the world of professional wrestling in the WWE.
It was right here in this room my father taught me. He said, keep your friends close and your enemies closer.
TNA.
What are you looking at, lady? Never seen a pair of boots before? Mind your business.
I think that's a man.
Oh, she needs a wax or something.
You're right.
Ew.
And the indie scene.
Hey, everybody, this is X-Spot.
This is Hotshot Johnny Devine.
Hi, everybody, this is good old JR Jim Ross.
With your host, Tim Stein.
Your internet slow. Did you disable cookies?
Omega.
Mirror, mirror on the wall. Who is the fairest one of all?
Mace.
Why so serious?
And the producer, Sir Rocket.
Did you know I'm utterly insane?
Live on the Wild Talk Radio Network.
Have a nice day.
Yeah, baby.
I feel so good. I feel so numb. Yeah.
And welcome to another edition of WTR Sunday Night, live right here on the Wild Talk Radio Network. This is Omega, the be-all end-all of our little network. You are lucky I'm here, as I am currently downloading the Titanfall beta, and I am currently staring at an awesome game on my 3DS right now. You're all lucky I'm paying attention to you right now. Joining me tonight, while the music still plays... Rock.
That was a hint. Take it.
Joining me tonight, we have Mace.
Yes, greetings. I do not have a Titanfall beta, nor do I have a video game to be looking at. So I guess I'm paying attention tonight.
You sad sack.
I know. This is what happens when you have no money.
The beta's free.
Well, okay.
Yeah, but it's beta.
But again, it's beta of a port of a console game to a PC, which there are no fucking Australian servers for. So fuck you, lag, and go fuck yourself.
Speaking of which, we have to go kill things sooner or later.
Indeed we do. We have not killed things in a while.
Yeah. We're going to suck so bad when we get started again.
Bah.
And of course, sitting at this, dunce table that we all sit at is the one and only Tim Stein.
And I get to sit at the head of that table. Good evening, everybody. Welcome to another edition of WTR Sunday Night Wrestle Talk Radio right here on the Wild Talk Radio Network. Good evening, everybody. Don't forget, we are simulcasting on PWmania.com. Also, you can find the Wild Talk Radio Network on TuneIn Radio. Hey, we're just expanding by leaps and bounds. More ways to not listen to us. That was kind of harsh, don't you think? Well, who was it who said...
Kind of harsh, kind of truthful, I suppose.
I was about to say, well, who was it who said truth hurts? He must have been listening to WTR Sunday Night.
Look at this way. We have no egos here.
No egos? What are you talking about? You're the one with the goddamn press release. No, I'm not going to let that go. I don't care if it is 3 years old.
The new press release is 10 million views, Tim. We've been over this.
Okay, fine. Bloody congratulations. What was it last week? 9,500,000 views?
If I was making 500,000 views a week, I wouldn't be here doing this shit.
What would you be doing?
Raking in the Google dollars.
Would you buy a Learjet?
Maybe.
Would you fly it to Hawaii? Fly it to Hawaii and tell them they swim for it.
Fuck that. Fly to Japan and tell them to suck it.
Mace.
Funny thing is, I've got friends over there that I could have, you know, make Mr. Omega disappear quite easily on the streets of Japan.
And then all of a sudden, boom, yes, Mace has his very own Learjet with the Florida state emblem on the side, on the tail.
Trust me, Mace, you're not the only Australian I know. But one, you could be in the middle of the outback tomorrow with a dingo riding your ass.
No, it'll take at least 2 days to drive out there from here.
Australia's a little bit bigger than that.
Yeah.
They just drop you in with from a plane with a parachute like Survivor Man.
Survivor Man? What the fuck is Survivor Man?
One of those bullshit reality shows where they have this guy trying to fend off, you know, dangerous things in the wild while a fully stocked film crew follows him.
Well, you know, reality shows are all rigged unless it's WWE's Tough Enough, right?
I'm sure Total Divas is completely legit, Tim.
Well, Total Divas has its moments. I mean, still, some of it's, like, scripted. The only thing that was never scripted was WWE Tough Enough.
I miss Tough Enough.
Even Big Brother's fake. I'm sorry to inform you.
Just dashing everyone's hopes here.
I know, Big Brother's, what is it, Big Brother's House or whatever, I don't know. The only reality TV I like is American Restoration, which is the real-life Tim Allen. If you've ever seen this thing, the guy's name is Rick Dale, lives in Las Vegas, and he restores shit from, like, the 1930s and whatever, and makes, like, $10,000 doing it. It's a really cool show. I don't know if you can hear the thunder or not, but I hear thunder. Anybody else hear thunder?
No. I haven't turned on WCW in years.
Well, hey, guess what? If you live in the States, next Monday night you'll be able to.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, the WWE Network, we're 8 days away and counting for people like me and Mace to bitch and complain that we're not able to see it.
Yes!
I'll be honest, I've lost all interest in the WWE Network now.
What, because you've heard it hyped all over the place and realizing, well, they're not going to let anybody out of the United States see the network, so meh?
Well, it's not so much that. It's when you really get down to it, unless the only reason to buy it is to get your pay-per-views a lot cheaper. Everything else on there is overly manufactured crap, and your back catalog consists of WWE, WWF edited to shit, mm-hmm. WCW edited to shit, ECW edited to shit.
Stampede Wrestling edited to shit. Everything.
AWA, no NWA, no nothing.
They have those libraries. Why aren't they making them available?
Because then people might actually remember what good wrestling's like, Tim.
The good old days where wrestling was really fucking loud.
Now, where was it said that they were going to edit the shit out of everything?
Oh, come on, that's just implied.
Have you seen you know, DVD releases, the 24/7 network they had?
All I remember is them stating everything was going to be uncut. Like, that's part of the marketing campaign.
It may be for things like Raw.
Unless it's Over the Edge 99.
I would hope they would edit that.
Songs are going to be edited out because that's a big royalty licensing kerfuffle. And I'm sure a lot of commentary is going to be changed around as well.
I'm sure they still have all of the rights to all those Limp Bizkit songs they were using. Sure of it.
Well, I'm sure they could probably get those back for, like, what, 25 cents a piece?
Yeah.
26. Ish. Around 26, 27 cents.
Yeah, it's like, could you ever see them shelling out, you know, how many millions they'd need to get Enter Sandman every time they played an ECW pay-per-view?
God, that would be expensive.
I was shocked that they got the one use license back in 95. 2000.
Yeah. What was that? One Night Stand?
Yeah. First one.
Yeah. Probably yeah, the good one.
Yeah. Probably one of the best entrances ever. Whole audience singing along.
Anyway, yeah, back when wrestlers were allowed to walk through the crowd without 10 tons of security around them.
Well, yeah, you know, every year more and more wacko show up into the crowd.
Well, let's be honest here. That was an ECW crowd. I mean, in that case, Sandman would have been protecting the security guards from the audience.
Yeah, that's true. You've got a point. My favorite sign of all time popped up at that pay-per-view. Cena wins, we riot.
No, that was the one after.
Oh, that was the second one? I thought that was the first one.
No, the second one, because the main event was Cena versus RVD.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
No, which had the most funniest intro with Cena, trying to get rid of his t-shirt, and so many people throwing it back, including the security guard who wiped his ass with it and then threw it back at Cena.
That was awesome. But wasn't the first one where JBL suckered Blue Meanie?
Yes!
Yeah. I just had to think for a second. It's like trying
the producer
to
tonight will be played by Daniel Bryan.
Yes!
No. No,
he's not going to play
Bryan
along with you.
Like,
yeah. I don't think so, Tim.
Yeah, and they say, what the hell? Guys, let's take a look at the past week in wrestling, and I want to know, what was your win for the week that was in WWE, Omega?
My win this week? Gee, if only I'd gotten a run sheet that lets me think about this shit ahead of time.
Well, that's the idea. You're not allowed to think about it ahead of time. It's an on-the-spot thing.
Honestly, it was from Friday night.
Yeah, what happened?
Cesaro, because we've got the Antonio out now, Cesaro goes over Orton in the squeakiest clean finish I've seen in a long time, considering you've got the Authority Stooge on one side and the Real Americans on the outside of the ring for the on the other side.
Yeah.
I mean, this is one of those matches that's just, you could have had dirty finish in neon lights above it, and you could not expect it more than that.
Yeah.
But it was a really well-wrestled match. Cesaro actually got to go over the champion and made himself look really good in the process.
Well, yeah, you're absolutely right on that. The way I saw it Friday night, it just Cesaro actually basically made himself legit with that match. Not to say he wasn't legit, but you know what I mean.
Well, if you watch NXT, and not that I'm advertising for NXT, because I've seen only Cesaro NXT matches, but the ones I have seen with Sami Zayn have proven that, oh yeah, he can wrestle a hell of a lot more than they let him do on actual WWE television.
Yeah.
So it's nice to actually reward someone with that level of ability.
Yeah, well, I can't fault you on your choice there. Mace, what about you? What was your win for this week?
Betty fucking White.
There you go.
The world's adopted grandmother.
You got a kick out of the Golden Gal, did you?
Oh, look, she looked so fucking lost and confused standing out there with Big Show, but goddamn, she looked adorable doing it.
It was a little obvious her switching the tea with Billy Gunn's, but it was still... what's the word? Amusing at the same time.
Yeah, well, considering, some of the stunts that they do on that show that she presents or whatever it is, that doesn't surprise me that they went sort of that cheesy. But it was just so, so amusing to have her come out and go, I'm going to kick some ass. I'm like, you're so sweet, Betty White. Go back into the backstage and have a cup of tea, darling.
There you go. Sort of, I don't know why, but it just brought to mind shades of the Fabulous Moolah. Maybe it's just because of the comparable ages for when we saw them. I don't know, but I get the feeling that Betty White could probably smack a bitch if she wanted to.
Oh, look, Betty White is like what would happen if you somehow were able to take May and Moolah and put them into the same personality.
Yeah. Yeah, well, my win for this week... is a bit of a cross between what happened on Monday Night Raw with the Wyatts and Cesaro on Friday Night SmackDown. I mean, their build-up and the setup for the confrontation between the Shield and the Wyatts, I don't think they could handle that more perfectly, you guys.
It's the longing of seeing the match. They set it up, and you don't let them touch.
Yep.
This is the one thing I've been saying for the longest time, is if you want to build something up and have people salivating for it, you tease the shit out of it, and you never let them touch until, you know, the time is right, when the crowd is throwing money at you going, we want to see this. You know, this is like, you know, the same type of build that got Sting and Hogan over in 98. Didn't have them touch for a year, and the crowd was like really wanting to see these two go at each other.
And they finally gave it to them, and look out, the roof blows off.
Yeah. Yep. And that's what you're looking at with this feud between the Wyatts and the Shield at this point in time, is the crowd is really, really drawing for it. Hell, if they want to pull a swerve and have, you know, the Wyatts say, you know what, we'll see you at WrestleMania or something, people will start throwing money at this at the Mania pay-per-view. And they won't be complaining that they lost money on the Elimination Chamber. Mm. Because again, you're selling a product, and people, you know, it's all about the longing. Why do you think things like, you know, Apple iPhones have people waiting outside the store 3 months in advance?
They hype the hell out of it, and they sell the sizzle.
Exactly.
Yep.
And that's what we don't get enough of. You know, there's not enough sizzle in wrestling these days, and when we get it, it works well.
Well, you know my stance on selling the, you know, the sizzle versus the steak. So
the sizzle has more reach, though, so you have to get it out there somehow.
Well, yeah, no, I've always been an advocate. You've got to sell the sizzle, but make sure that you provide the steak.
Yeah. You know, okay, the game I mentioned at the start of the show, Titanfall. That's been in closed beta for a few days now, you know, and people have been buzzing about, you know, PC codes, access, and all that. It was trending across the U.S. One of the top trends was Titanfall beta, because so many people were hyped up for this, so many people were talking about it, so many people going, you know, and it's all buzz, it's all sizzle. I mean, there's something behind it, but all it is a demo. You have two maps and, like, you know, really only one set of, like, big robots you get to pilot. Mm-hmm. You know, it's very limited. But you have people trying to sell their codes on eBay for, like, $50 or $100. And some people are biting on it for a demo that's going to end Wednesday.
Yep. They're still biting.
Which is ridiculous.
Yeah, well, you know, with the Wyatts and the Shield, we want, you know, the second that was even a possibility, we all wanted it. And they have done nothing but increase the anticipation. This is going to be one of the greatest heel-on-heel matchups in ages that we're going to be seeing at the pay-per-view. And I, for one, am definitely looking forward to it. It's almost to the point where I consider buying the pay-per-view just for that one match alone. Never mind the rest of it.
It's a possibility.
I said almost.
Almost, yeah. It's going to take a little bit more convincing, even for me, it's going to take a lot more convincing. By the way, can we just give special props to Rey Mysterio for taking the Sister Abigail on Monday?
Oh, hell yes.
Dude fucking ragdolled that like a champ.
Literally, like, in mid-flight.
Yeah, which is great when you get a little dude like Mysterio who can bend like, you know, Gumby. Just makes the selling of that move look 10 times more devastating than what it really is when everybody else takes it.
Absolutely, yeah. But also, you know, tied, like I was saying, with that is Cesaro. It's just, I don't know, watching the main event on SmackDown Friday night, it's just, I don't know what it is. I don't know. It just hit me that he just seems like very effortlessly sliding into that main event spot without actually having to work his ass off for it, that that one match with Randy Orton kind of sort of, I think, got him over.
Well, I can't really say anything, as usual. Mace does not watch SmackDown.
You should.
I didn't watch SmackDown either, but I went to see that match.
You saw that match And that was the only match that you saw.
Yeah. It's the only match I needed to see.
Yeah, well, I don't remember all that much else out of SmackDown for Friday.
You prove it.
I just proved your point. I hate that. Okay, so those are our wins this week with WWE. Now, this one is going to make you guys think just a little bit, because you can't just say, oh, everything else, because that would be cheating. I want to know, Omega, what's your fail?
My fail?
Yeah, what's your fail for this week? What didn't quite work for you?
What the fuck was Road Dogg going to do to Betty White?
You didn't catch that? You didn't like that? You didn't understand that? What?
The woman is 92 years old.
Oh, not quite, but we get your point.
The woman is 92 years old.
Meanwhile, I'm thinking, finally, they get to pick on somebody older than me.
No, we're not picking on Betty White.
Okay. No, thanks.
I tried.
Yet.
God knows I tried.
Okay. First off, if they're over 90, you don't fuck with them.
Well, that's okay. She got even.
She got even, but okay. What? Well, you're gonna put a laxative, powerful enough to send Billy Gunn running to the bathroom?
Well, it was his own fault.
Yeah,
Road Dogg's fault.
Okay, Tim, this is a laxative that gave a grown, supposedly healthy man, you know, epic shits within, 10 minutes? And Road Dogg was going to give this to a 90-year-old?
Okay, yeah,
she's lucky she can hold her bowels together normally.
Now, that's just... I was going to say that's just not... But you're right, okay.
he was going to kill the poor woman.
Now, again, who knows? Maybe she wasn't feeling quite regular, Omega.
Aside from just being a little bit too mean-spirited,
yeah,
I thought it was just kind of a weak way. Like, I understand she's 92 years old. It's not like she's gonna take a powerbomb through a table, like you know, like we've had some, you know, elderly people doing on the show.
Yeah,
but I would think, you know, you'd have something a little bit more creative to do with Betty White other than. What it was basically an overdrawn out shit joke.
Oh, yeah, true. Okay. So that's your fail for this week.
Yeah,
Mace,
yeah.
What about, what?
Yeah,
go ahead.
Betty White, yeah, don't do anything that funny.
Yeah, don't beat up Betty White. All right, Mace, what's your fail?
I have two. One I'll say now, one I'll leave for our next segment. the one I'll tell you now, Emma.
Don't you like Emma?
I hate Tennille with a fucking passion.
Okay.
I know the bitch.
Oh,
I trained with the bitch.
Okay, that explains it. And
yeah.
The reason why you're calling her a bitch would be she's a bitch.
Well, part of it is personal. Yes, she is a bitch. And the other is bitch dropped me on the head with a fucking hip toss. You know, how the fuck... brace, bitch, brace. but, you know, personal grudge aside, she is proof of what works in NXT isn't always going to work in the big leagues.
Yeah.
It's not going to work once you hit the main roster.
You're not going to give us a hint what your second fail is?
We talk about it in the next segment, Tim.
All right. I know. I caught on to it. I was just thinking that maybe you might give the listeners a hint.
Why? They have to tune into the next segment to find out.
Uh-huh. Which is coming up right on the other side of our first time out this evening. Yeah, so that's the very first time we did win or fail. I think we'll keep doing this because it was a good little discussion and we had some fun with it.
Except you didn't speak yours, Tim.
Yeah, I was trying to get past that because I can't think about a fail. Yeah, no, I'm having a hard time pulling out a fail on this one for this week. Yeah, if I have to, I'll agree with flip a coin. Mace, I don't like Emma. Can I get away with that?
Sure, why not?
All right, but this will be the only time, I promise.
Damn right, now that we actually understand what the segment is and how to do it, you better have something next week, Tim.
Well, it was my frickin' idea, so I better know how to make it work. You know, it's not like we're doing Wrestling Jeopardy or some shit like that. Two people never, might figure that one out.
Never,
anyway.
Never. Don't knock my segments, Tim. Don't.
I wasn't knocking your segments. I was very, very obtusely pointing out to the fact that I fucked it up the first time we played, remember?
Yeah, go to break.
Yeah, I mean, if you haven't caught it, go ahead and check it out in the archives. I think it's buried like 2 years ago. Everybody, you're listening to WTR Sunday Night. That's right, I'm Tim Stein in Calgary. He's Omega in Florida. He's Mace in Australia. And that guy, he's just the producer in Philly. We're going to be taking a first break. We're going to come back right on the other side. As we head out to break, I'd like to give a shout-out to Jack Black, Crack Attack, and Solitary Spade, two brand-new listeners. And they live in Calgary. We'll be back right after this.
Thursday night, we bring to you The Rack.
These people yearn for enlightenment. Who do they have to turn to? Who do they have to place upon a pedestal so that they may bask in the glow of their own essence? In short, the answer is no one.
We bring you a complete recap of Impact Wrestling along with all of the latest news and unique discussions about the world of professional wrestling.
Sure, there are those who attempt to appeal to the unwashed masses, but they are nothing more than false prophets whom I will expose.
Join us Thursday nights, 11 p.m. Eastern, for The Wrap.
I am the bright beam of enlightenment that will serve as the avenging sword of taste and decency.
Redefining pro wrestling talk from the fans, for the fans, live on the Wild Talk Radio Network.
You're welcome!
This is Samoa Joe, TNA superstar and ROH multiple-time champion. You're listening to WTR Sunday nights, and remember, it's okay to play with yourself as long as you have an action figure.
You never know what will happen when you tune in to CB Radio.
The first award was crowd participation. Your choices were Fed Dangling, Yes, Let's Go Cena, Cena Sucks, and What's Up? Sub, what's your pick?
I think I picked Cena Sucks.
No, you didn't.
What was it?
You're great. I love these picks.
Sub, you picked Yes, Yes, Yes.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yes, yes, Daniel Bryan.
Yeah!
why didn't I hear that? You didn't say that.
Yes, I did.
Yes, yes, yes.
And that was the one that won. Got that right.
Sure. Holy shit.
But because you changed your pick...
No, I didn't hear the option of Daniel Bryan yet, just yet. The guy's magical. He's a magical little guy.
The LOL moment of the year. Your choices were the Great Khali and Jinder Mahal try to snake charm Santino's Cobra.
You know, when you say it like that, that sounds so wrong.
I know. So
I'm going to say I went with the first one where they try to chain the Cobra.
No, no, you didn't.
What did he say?
He said he picked the snake charmer. No.
Ah!
No.
Well, see, that's what I figured I would go with.
That's what Rob picked. You picked Titus O'Neil throwing up. You were wrong. It was the Rock concert.
Jesus, I was way off there.
Insult of the year, Sub.
I have no idea what I went with. I'm going to go with the Big Show and Stephanie.
Congratulations. You picked the winning one. Today.
Yeah.
Today.
Can I trade in the ones when I like get a roll and stop them? Will I trade two of them in for a win?
Diva of the year.
I'll go with the Funkadactyl chick. No, because I know it was AJ Lee. Do I want to win now?
Hold on.
Or do I stick to my gun?
So which one are you picking?
Funkadactyl.
Alright, so you picked AJ last week. You picked the Funkadactyls this week. Ace and Crispy picked AJ. That's all wrong. Rob picked the Bella Twins, and the Bella Twins won the award.
Suck it, bitches.
When you calculate everyone's pick, CB Radio and WTR pick. Subway, you were 500. You were 4 and 4. You did the best out of everybody.
Oh, my God. Wow. Oh, my God. Wait.
Down.
I think my mind, I think my head just exploded. I'm done. I
think something disconnected from my brain. Hank taking calls, I came to kick ass tonight.
Tune in to CB Radio, Saturdays, midnight Eastern Time, on the Wild Talk Radio Network.
You've heard the buzz.
Today is a new beginning and a milestone for the WWE.
Now, the wait is over.
This arena is buzzing with anticipation as we welcome you to the excitement of NXT.
It's NXT Arrival, a live action-packed special exclusively on the WWE Network. Experience all the excitement from the brightest new superstars.
You are now looking at the future of the WWE.
NXT Arrival, live February 27th, 8, 7 Central, exclusively on the WWE Network.
This is Lacey Von Erich. You're listening to The Network, Tim Steinbilt, Wild Talk Radio.
Who's gonna teach you how to dance? Who's gonna show you how to fly? Who's gonna call you on the lame, dope, smoking, slacking little sucker you are?
And welcome back to WTR Sunday Night Wrestle Talk Radio right here on the Wild Talk Radio Network. And, of course, in the chat room, Solitary Spade is actually from New Zealand. I didn't want to mention that because Mace is in Australia, and I didn't think that we would want to start another Uncivil War.
Why? We're not at war with New Zealand. Pretty close to war with Indonesia, though.
What part of Asia?
Indonesia.
Oh, Indonesia.
Yeah, something to do with borders and Australian boats crossing into waters that they shouldn't. But let's not go into Australia's political situation because it's all shit.
Okay, I'm just going to ask what, they can't read the fuck off or full sign?
Too long to explain it all, Tim. Just stay in your little quiet Canadian hole where you belong.
Nobody hates us. Fuck, man. Canada, the only country that got their freedom by asking for it. Excuse me. Do you mind if we... Yeah, okay, thanks. And then we got it. That's all there was to it.
I wonder where we get those stereotypes from.
Yeah, well, the politest nation on the planet. What can I say? You bump into us, we're the ones who say sorry. Why don't we just see if we can cause Omega to have a brain hemorrhage right now and talk about the latest WWE Hall of Fame inductee? It starts. That's right, Lita is going into the Hall of Fame. Now, I want to know if you guys think she deserves it. What do you think, Mace?
I want to say no, but unfortunately, when you look back on her career, you can't really deny that she actually had a decent career in the company.
Yep.
You know, all backstage shenanigans and viral distribution aside, mm-hmm. When it came to what she did out in front of the crowd, yeah, she actually earned her spot.
All right. Omega, I know this is going to hurt, and I apologize, but we're not the ones who inducted her.
Uh-huh.
Just try to be objective, grit your teeth, and get on with it.
Congrats, she deserves it.
Okay, there you go. You notice, Rock, how fast he said that?
Tim, get over it. The joke
I can't
is
help
so
it.
Fucking dead.
Yeah, well, you know,
I haven't used it in years. I haven't had a call to use it, and this is the first call I've had in a long damn time. And you know what? It's done. It's really just done at this point.
Now you know how I feel about you guys calling me Jewish.
still there. But speaking about, just ragging. Speaking about the Hall of Fame, Lita's going in. I don't have a problem with it. I mean, let's face it, the chick sacrificed her body time and time again. And I'm talking about in-ring action, just to clarify in case. But somebody that is rumored to be one of this year's inductees, Scott Hall. You figure that he should go in on his own?
No.
No.
Outsiders, NWO, or nothing.
Okay, so he should go in as part of a group as far as both of you guys are concerned.
He's worth the Hall of Fame, but what he's known for is not Razor Ramon.
Yeah.
Simple as that. He's part of one of the biggest things that ever happened to pro wrestling, and you know, that should be what takes precedent. You know, if it's not him and Kevin Nash and Hulk Hogan as, you know, the original NWO,
yeah,
it shouldn't happen.
Well, I really can't disagree with you on that. I mean, you know, Razor Ramon, he was upper mid card in WWF, but I think his biggest deal was bringing the ladder match to the WWE fans with Shawn Michaels. Really. And one match shouldn't get you into the Hall. If he goes in, yeah, it should be as part of the Outsiders or the NWO. I would say NWO before Outsiders.
Essentially, it's the same thing.
Well, more or less, yeah, but the NWO just encompasses a few more people.
A few?
Well, yeah.
If you're going to induct the NWO, you're going to need a very, very big stage.
Yeah, this is true. Well, but, the original.
Well,
the original.
Yeah, you'd bring it back to Hogan, Hall, and Nash. You wouldn't induct everybody, because then you'd be putting Virgil into the Hall of Fame.
Don't.
No. Not just Virgil. Buff Bagwell.
Buff Bagwell. Scotty Riggs.
Yep. Buff Bagwell's mother, for Christ's sake.
Horace Hogan.
Horace Bagwell. Yeah, Horace.
Oh, just Jeff Jarrett. Oh, God.
Oh, God. Yeah, when you look back over the list of people in the NWO and you go, we're going to exclude everybody, and it's like, shit.
Oh, there you go.
There are a lot of people here who do not deserve that Hall of Fame ring.
So
and there's a lot of people who'd be getting another one.
There you go. Well, it's rumored, not rumored. It's more than a rumor and slightly less than confirmed that Hulk Hogan makes his debut back in WWE, or re-debuts in WWE, on February 24th, the same night the network launches. Can you see NWO being inducted then, when he's available to be there live?
Well, yeah.
Possibility, but isn't next year the year that they're supposedly rumoring a big WCW bulk induction?
Well, that's, you know, again, that's
supposedly. Yeah, I mean, but, you know, if Sting is finally signed and Hulk Hogan's available, then, yeah, you could induct Sting in the NWO and, you know, make a big deal of it. I mean, at that point, what more do you really need? Because Ric Flair's already inducted. You know, Bret Hart's already inducted. You know, what, you going to induct Goldberg?
No. Surprisingly enough, yes.
Wow.
but here's the thing. I wouldn't induct Scott Steiner on his own. It would be the Steiner brothers as your tag team nomination for the Hall of Fame.
Okay, I could
because you look back over their history with both WWF and WCW. They have very good careers in both companies. As a tag team, they were probably one of the best in the late 80s, early 90s.
Yeah.
So, you know, that should be the part that's celebrated, not Scott Steiner, because, frankly, I wouldn't let that guy anywhere near a fucking live microphone at a Hall of Fame.
Yeah, that's...
Especially Ric Flair in the audience.
Yeah, have you ever talked to Steiner, like in person? Never mind, during doing one of these interviews or anything that we have done.
I've never had the opportunity, though.
Yeah, he was with a certain... he showed up to do a guest spot at a certain wrestling promotion in Edmonton last year. You know some of the stuff that we say when we're picking on him, or that we have in the past said when just to pick on Scott Steiner and make fun of him?
It's all true.
Most of it, yeah.
Yeah, it doesn't surprise me.
So, yeah, of course, his favorite story is the steroid testing one. The guy never shuts up about it. So. Yeah, all right. Well, hey, you know what? We got a bit of a roundtable question, guys. So why don't we dive into a bit of a roundtable question?
This would be the roundtable. Anthony Dancy roundtable with no intro. Dun, 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 dun. With no intro. Dun, 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 dun.
Okay, that's getting old too. Omega, you got to cut a new one.
I'm not the one who cut it in the first place.
Well, you know, we'll record it. All you got to do is come up with something different. Or maybe not. All right. Well, here it is, guys. Now, with the upcoming launch of the WWE Network, AAA is making its way into the States, up from Mexico. And a possible new Jeff Jarrett wrestling promotion in conjunction with Toby Keith. Do you think wrestling might actually be headed for another boom period?
No.
Fuck no.
What it's heading for is a disastrous saturation.
Okay.
Because the boom period, the last boom we had in professional wrestling was because you had Hulk Hogan, the American icon, turning into the biggest bad guy in the history of the industry. And right on the heels of that, you had Steve Austin coming up as this, working man hero type figure, doing everything you always wanted to do. You could live vicariously through Steve Austin beating the shit out of his boss.
The anti-hero.
Yeah, and which was huge in the 90s. So you have this, in one side you have this huge event that everyone can kind of relate to, and then you have this huge event on the other side that everyone can kind of relate to, which is what caused the boom in the first place. Right now, you don't have anyone with the charisma of a Steve Austin. Yeah. You don't have anything as monumental as, you know, Hulk Hogan, you know, this icon being, you know, becoming a villain. Mm-hmm. It's just the ingredients aren't there for a boom period. So all, you know, this is just going to water down what we've got already.
Well, I think that the biggest thing missing is Ted Turner's money.
Well, that too.
Yeah.
What it actually misses is actual creativity on part of the people backstage. You know, and the drama and everything, you know, selling the sizzle and stuff like that. It's missing a lot of what made that period in the 90s really good. You know, it was top-level storytelling. Sure, it was a bit crude and cheesy at times, but it was enough to get people interested. You know, it was like, it was literally the old soap opera style of, you've got to tune in next week to see what's going to happen.
Yeah, true.
This week, everything is contained within that 3-hour period. You know, there's no, why should we tune in next week? Oh, because you announced, you know, Orton versus Cena for the 18th time this week.
Uh-huh. Well, something else, excuse me, something else that contributed to the boom period, I personally think, was the lack of internet websites dedicated to professional wrestling back then.
Oh, most definitely.
Is all of a sudden, you know, Ric Flair shows up in Raw, and then all of a sudden Ric Flair shows up back in WCW. Nobody knew. Nobody had an inkling. Nobody had a story. Nobody had a scoop. Nobody could tell you that this might happen. It's going to happen. You weren't prepared for it. And I think that just, you know, heightened the unreality of it. If you have, you know, but that's just my opinion. I mean, tell me if I'm wrong.
No, you've got a point there, but you also got to take a look at other things. You know, you pretty much have it in the question here. The launch of the WWE Network, AAA making its way to the U.S., a possible new promotion headed up by Jeff Jarrett and Toby Keith, plus TNA, plus Ring of Honor, plus Shimmer, plus Shine, plus all your local indies are starting to get more coverage.
Yep.
The market is so oversaturated. You know, especially if you take out indies, all right? You now have WWE Network, AAA, Jarrett's possible new promotion, and TNA. That's a lot of stuff, especially when it comes to the WWE.
Yeah, this is true.
You got Raw, SmackDown, Main Event, Superstars, NXT. That's five shows that I can name straight off the top of my head that contain wrestling every week. Look at the 90s. You had a total of four main shows.
Yep.
You had Raw, SmackDown, Nitro, Thunder. That's it. Mm. Sure, you still had Saturday Night.
You are disrespecting WWF Live Wire.
I was getting there. I had to cover Shotgun Saturday Night first, and Sunday Night Heat, and Live Wire.
No love for Live Wire.
Well, you got to think, like, every show now is being treated as a big much-watched show, whereas you had a lot of little shows on other networks and localized television, like your Live Wire and Sunday Night Heat and stuff like that, that you could quite easily miss without having to actually watch any of it. Now you got people who are saying, you must watch NXT, you must watch Raw, you watch SmackDown. Did you see Main Event this week? It had this great, awesome match on it. Did you see this? Did you see that? It's saturation from one company in particular to the point that now if you're going to put other companies into the mix, it's going to drive you insane.
You think of it like how popular NASCAR is. Well, now NASCAR is going to run three shows a week. It's going to be the same cars running in circles no matter how you spin it.
Yeah. Well, with Jeff Jarrett starting up yet another promotion, do you think that his ultimate goal might be to do as much damage and cause as much pain to TNA as he possibly can?
Can't do any worse than they're doing to themselves.
I was going to be good. I wasn't going to say it.
Well, you can go ahead and say it. Is TNA going to be threatened by any of these other ones?
TNA couldn't be any more threatened than it already is.
No, TNA gets threatened by the Sochi Olympics.
There you go. Okay. Well, with that, everybody, we're going to take our second time out of the evening. Everybody, you listen to WTR, Sunday Night Wrestle Talk Radio, right here on the Wild Talk Radio Network. We'll be back with Buy and Sell right after this.
Stop-motion animation wrestling shows on the internet today? Then check out Crash Collision Wrestling, created by the one and only Matt Goldberg. He's the director of Terrified and Pope Against All Odds. CCW is a stop-motion animation series featuring WWE and TNA stars, and it also happens to be endorsed by the likes of Elijah Burke, Hulk Hogan, and TNA Knockout Tara.
This is Tara from Impact Wrestling, and for the number one animated wrestling show, make sure you check out Crash Collision Wrestling, or else get slammed by moi.
Check out the show by logging on to youtube.com/mbg1211, and don't forget to like Crash Collision Wrestling on Facebook. Once again, check out Crash Collision Wrestling today.
Because everybody knows, much like Pope, CCW is pimping.
Calling all pro wrestling fans, don't forget to check out PWMania.com. Again, the web address is PWMania.com. It's the best place on the internet today to get your late-breaking pro wrestling news and spoilers. We also have exclusive interviews, exclusive live results coverage of pay-per-views, rare photos, videos, divas, knockouts, and more. Exclusive writers, pro wrestler columns as well, where you can get a real insider's view of the world of professional wrestling. Bookmark it today, right now. It is PWMania.com.
They're in.
exists a place where man's unyielding will and aspiration match. A structure where his desire and strength, his notoriety and legacy are neutralized. Six shall challenge its vicious legend. Only one will reap the reward of its brutality.
Go to WrestleMania as WWE World Heavyweight Champion.
All will suffer. Bear witness to the Elimination Chamber. Live 1 week from Sunday on pay-per-view.
Hi, this is Gail Kim, and you're listening to WTR Sunday Night.
The following interpretation is brought to you by Taste and Good Form. Oh, you were not aware of this? Your posterior better contact someone at once!
Ladies and gentlemen, young people of all gender and ages, Taste and Decency proudly presents to you
the home of the award-winning RackRadioShow.com. Here you'll be able to find information about the show, how to buy our one-of-a-kind merchandise, and, of course, all the great interviews we have done, including interviews with the likes of Trish Stratus, Christopher Daniels, and, of course, WWE superstar The Miz. Once again, that's RackRadioShow.com.
And if you're not down with that, we have two words for you. You're welcome!
Every Monday night, get caught up with everything that happens on Monday Night Raw with the Raw Post Show. From the big returns...
After 7 long years, finally, The Rock has come back to Monday Night Raw!
To the shocking moment. And the moments that leave you speechless.
I grew up locked in a basement, suffering severe psychological and emotional scarring when my brother set my parents on fire. From there, I shifted around among a series of mental institutions until I was grown, at which point I buried my brother alive. Twice. Since then, I've set a couple of people on fire and abducted various co-workers. Oh, and I, once electrocuted a man's testicles.
It's the Raw Post Show, Monday nights, 11:30 p.m. Eastern, live on the Wild Talk Radio Network.
What's up? This is WWE Superstar The Miz, and you are listening to Wild Talk Radio Network, and it is awesome.
And welcome back to WTR Sunday Night, live right here on the Wild Talk Radio Network, where I might be by myself.
Nah, you're not.
Where the fuck did everyone go?
I don't know. They all disappeared.
I went for this.
Oh, he has himself a frosty, tasty beverage.
Indeed I do.
Yeah. Well, seeing as you...
I'm enjoying it while I last, because, you know, come May 1st, I'm giving these damn things up.
Well, enjoy them while you got them.
Damn right.
Well, why don't we just jump right into buy or sell?
I think we need a little question and answer time.
It's now time for this week's edition of Buy.
Yes! 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 Yes!
Or sell?
No! 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 No!
All right, buy or sell time. The first one is buy or sell the name change for Cesaro Omega. Buy or sell?
I will buy it. I don't buy the reasoning behind it, that Antonio didn't sound like a tough guy's name, considering they've had wrestlers who were just named Antonio in the past. But as the name itself, Cesaro sounds fine. It works. It's concise. And I really hate, I've hated this attitude lately of people are, you know, people in the WWE just being normal names. You know, first name, last name, no, no additions, no nicknames, no character names, just, you know, some of you run into at the bank or something. So this gives it a little bit more of a uniqueness. So I'll go ahead and buy this one.
Mace.
Selling. This is it. This I see as like just dumbing it down for the people who can't think of any more than two words. Yeah, and Antonio Cesaro had a bit of flavor to it. Cesaro just makes him sound like a pizza topping.
Or a pizza.
Or a pizza.
The new Cesaro from Domino's.
Yeah, we've gone from the days of when guys were actually allowed to have, like Omega said, you know, a gimmick name or something like that, to realistic names. Now we're just shortening it down, and everybody's just going to have one name, that's it.
So back in the day, Duke the Dumpster Drossy would just be the Dumpster?
He'd be Duke.
Duke the Drossy.
Duke the
Drossy. No, not even that. He'd just be Duke. Now.
Duke T. Drossy.
No, just Duke. One word. Name. That's it.
Duke!
Yeah.
No, he'd be Triple D.
Huh.
Not touching that one.
Triple D did beat Triple H back in the day. Just saying. Tim, buy or sell?
Yeah, I'll buy it. Why not? What the hell? I mean, fine. You know, here he is! Cesaro! Why not? It's fine. There's no reason to absolutely hate it. No reason to absolutely love it. They did it. It's done. Move on.
Buy or sell the name change, Big E, Mace.
Sell. As much as it is a gimmick name, it just sounds shit. I like the whole thing of Big E Langston. I like it. Yeah, it's got a bit of a grandiose flavor to it. Big E. We're going to go down to wrestling. We're going to see Big E.
Big E.
No, he's dead. He was the rapper.
Big E smiles.
Yeah, it's pandering to the retard crowd. You know, the people who can't string more than one brain cell together. You know, we got Cesaro, we got Big E, and Emma, it's just, and Paige, and... what happened to actually having a fucking gimmick attached? You know, again, like, you know, as we were using the example, Duke the Dumpster Drossy. That's a wrestling name. It's a gimmick. This is just stupid.
Glad I didn't bring up Abe Knuckleball Schwartz.
I don't follow baseball.
You wouldn't have to.
He was not like he ever played.
He was a wrestler. He was played by Steve Lombardi. Anyway.
Oh, God.
To go along with the goon.
One of these days, we're going to have like the WWE Pro Stars where it is the goon, it is Knuckleball, Schwartz, and MVP all teaming together.
Isn't that just called Impact Wrestling?
Yeah.
Buy or sell Omega?
Sell. Cesaro by itself still has an edge to it. This sounds like something I'd order off a McDonald's menu. It's just, you know, okay, so, you know, Big E Langston, okay, fine. So he's big, and then he has a name attached to it. Now he's just a big letter. I don't know. It sounds like something I'd expect off a PBS kids show. You know, I don't agree that it's dumbing the names down for the sake of idiots watching. I feel more as it's more of a marketing thing to make the names more catchy, you know, more quick off the tongue rather than elongating it with, you know, an overly long name. Mm-hmm. But this one's just stupid.
All right, Tim, buy or sell?
Yeah, this particular one, I'll sell it. There's just I can handle Cesaro because that's fine. That's, you know, that actually removing his first name, believe it or not, in my opinion, helps to enhance some kind of identity. But calling him Big E, it's just too damn generic in comparison.
All right, and the final one. Buy or sell Jingle All the Way 2 with Larry the Cable Guy and Santino Morello.
Oh, fuck.
Burn it with fire. I wouldn't even put this out on DVD. Hell, I wouldn't put this out on fucking Betamax. Just, no. No, 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 no. Reason one. It's a sequel to Jingle All the Way, which, well.
That's reason enough. You don't have to go with
a guy. No. But reason number two, it's Larry the Cable Guy in a movie. number three is Santino. Oh, I have no acting experience, Morella. Do I really need to go any further with that one? Because
yeah, probably not. Mega buy or sell.
Sell. Good Lord, this sounds disastrous. In a way that I kind of want to see, but I really don't because I like living. Like, seriously, when did Larry the Cable Guy become your replacement tough guy for movie sequels?
Oh, my God.
I mean, okay, we can't get The Rock for the Tooth Fairy 2. Let's get Larry the Cable Guy. Well, Arnold Schwarzenegger's not going to come back for Jingle All the Way 2. Let's get Larry the Cable Guy. How much does it...
And
really?
I thought they could do any worse than having Sinbad in number one.
Oh, God. Though, I will admit, if I get to see Santino running around a mall screaming about a Turbo Man doll, I might watch.
It's like watching a car crash. You really don't want to see what's happened, but at the same time, your eyes are just drawn to it because it's something so horrific that you must know what happens.
All right, that leaves you, Tim.
Sell! You know, you talk about going straight to video. I watched Curse of Chucky the other night.
Straight to
video. Hey, that was actually good.
That was actually better than some of the sequels, and it went straight to video.
And the phrase is straight to DVD now.
Oh, I'm sorry. Straight to DVD.
What is this video thing?
Video, as opposed to still photography.
They're what I produce over at YouTube at TG Omega.
Well played, Omega.
I had to pick up something around here.
All right, that's buy or sell.
That's buy or sell, ladies and gentlemen. I hope you enjoyed it. I didn't. It sucked. Something else I'd shirt you.
First time in a long time I sold everything.
Here you go. something else that is guaranteed to cause a few people to think it's going to suck, while other people will absolutely rave about it. It's Chamber! That's right, Elimination Chamber, pay-per-view, next Sunday night. 1 week from tonight. We're going to preview and predict it right now. How does that sound, kids?
Yay.
Contain yourself.
I'm sorry, Alker. Have a Percocet and calm down.
you need to be more like this.
Yes! More coffee, please.
Yes.
Yes!
Did I get... Wait. One more. Let me try again. Yes. Did
no!
I get it?
No!
Okay. I'm going to go away now.
Oh, do you think maybe we should have given Kane Kittens a heads up on the predictions? Yes!
Are you sure?
Yes!
Positive.
Yes!
So, should I tell him now?
What?
Should I let Kane Kittens know now?
What?
About the predictions.
What?
Kane Kittens, are you ready to record the predictions for Elimination Chamber?
What?
Yeah, he just said that, too, as a matter of fact. Wait, what?
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 Yes.
What?
Okay, is it getting old yet or what?
No!
Why didn't I see that coming?
I don't know, Tim. I don't know.
Yeah, okay, Rock. Fuck off. Smarten the fuck up. Anyway, yeah, let's do this.
Can you tell?
Elimination Chamber preview and predictions. Matches listed so far to date. Of course, naturally, we want you to play along. We're going to throw out the matches we're going to talk about really quickly. And then we want you to predict who you think is going to win that particular match. You don't have to elaborate or anything like that. Listening live, post them in the chat room tonight. Kane Kittens will record it. If you're listening to the archive, then all you got to do is hit us up on Facebook, tweet it to us, email
media@wildtalkradio.com. Join our Facebook group at facebook.com/groups/wildtalkradio network, and there's going to be a post there. Post your predictions, or on the regular Facebook page, or twitter.com/wildtalkradio.
Absolutely. And don't forget, everybody, we're going to end off the show tonight again with yet another edition of Quick Hits. You want to stick around for that? It's going to be kind of different. But jump right into it. WWE World Heavyweight Championship Chamber match. We got Randy Orton versus John Cena versus Daniel Bryan versus Cesaro versus Christian. And we'll start with Mace.
Yay.
Yes!
No, wrong word. I said yay, not that other word.
What?
Whatever, Steve. Yeah. I'll be honest, I am so not excited for this match.
Just the wrong people in the chamber for you, or what?
I think it's just the match itself.
Okay.
I think it's pretty much, it's had its run. It's now it's become a once-a-year thing. It's lost a lot of its mystique. It's lost a lot of its attraction. And considering the way it's the WWE these days...
Yeah.
No blood.
Yeah.
Nobody's going to be taking any real gigantic risks. The most we might get is Brian doing his headbutt off the top of the little pods.
As long as he doesn't pull a Rob Van Dam and really knock somebody buggy.
Hello, yeah, but... RVD crushed Triple H's trachea.
Yep.
Yeah, but at the same time, you know, RVD made that goddamn thing exciting. He actually used the cage environment and everything to really pull off some amazing shit. These guys, no, I don't see them pulling any risks, not this close to Mania.
Yeah, that's true.
You know, I don't see anybody getting busted open without them taking them out of the cell and getting them patched up and, you know, stopping the match completely as usual.
Yeah.
And, isn't it usually six people?
Yeah.
Why am I only seeing five?
Possibly they maybe announce one more entrant tomorrow night.
One, two, three. I'm missing one. Sheamus. That's it.
Oh, Sheamus is in there too.
Oh, okay. His name must be so wide it blended in with the screen. Okay, I get
yeah,
it.
Yeah, I forgot the right name. I had Sheamus onto the board.
Matches the rest of them except for his hair!
Exactly.
pretty much.
My son is a fan of Sheamus because of that hair. Fellow ginger.
Well, then just show him Baker and get him a better idol.
I did, as a matter of fact, and he just laughed at that.
Hey,
when the Muppets were guest hosted Raw, I showed Owen that segment. And he just laughed his ass off. Thought it was the funniest thing.
Yeah, call the WWE unaware, but someone knew exactly what they were doing, and God bless them for it. That was brilliant.
Yep. Pretty much. But yeah, it's like this. Going back to this match, it just doesn't appeal to me. It's not like they're going to take the risk this close to Mania.
It's not floating your boat.
So it's definitely not. It's not really, like, as much as I'd love to go, yay, Daniel Bryan's getting a World Heavyweight title shot. I'm like, Daniel Bryan has a chance at the title, but there's like five other guys in there, and, well, I don't see him winning it. Because, you know, he's not going to win it.
Yeah.
It'll be Randy Orton through shenanigans. Yay. Okay.
There you go. So your pick is Randy Orton. Omega, you got anything to add before you make your pick?
Shut
up.
This match got really hard just because there's been so many rumors floating around. The dirt sheet's been buzzing just because, all the plans with CM Punk going away just kind of dissolved. Which I'm willing to bet is why we have Cesaro in the chamber.
Well, probably he took his place, yeah.
Yeah.
Thanks a lot, CM Prick.
How dare you leave someone an open spot to advance themselves?
Of course, I'm calling him a prick because he screwed the fans, but that's beside the point. Continue.
But there's been so many rumors flying around that they still have no idea what they actually want to do with Bryan, whether they want to go through the Triple H match now. Because originally it was going to be with Sheamus, which is a terrible idea, because it's, for Mania, it is the lowest, it would have been like a low card match, and wow, he does not deserve that this year. And then the idea is, well, Batista's not getting the response that we were hoping, so we might have to put Daniel Bryan in the title match just to make sure, the match has enough heat to it. The fans are into the match. You know, otherwise they're going to boo it out of the building.
Yeah,
which is not going to be good for WrestleMania 30, which is should be one of your big ones.
It should be the big one, really.
Yeah, it should be the big one.
To this point, yeah.
So I would. There's part of me that I so want Daniel Bryan to win and make that scenario happen. Make it a triple threat. Put him in the main event at Mania, because the guy deserves it. It's a huge main event to have, and it's the jolt that match with Orton and Batista needs.
Yeah,
but it's WWE. It's going to be Orton winning this one. There's going to be shenanigans. They will put in something that will leave an asterisk so that they could put in Bryan if they still change their minds and decide to do that an hour before Raw.
Yep.
But Orton's going to leave the champion.
Okay, so you're predicting Orton. Me, personally, I'm with Mace. This is kind of like, as far as I'm concerned, it's just lackluster. And everything they've been doing to try to hype up the chamber match has just made it worse, in my opinion. I think they've given away the final two in the Elimination Chamber to face off against each other before Randy Orton winds up retaining the title. That's right. That's my prediction, Randy Orton. But you look at it, Randy Orton's lost against pretty much virtually everybody but Christian. And I just get this funny feeling that that's a setup, that Randy Orton and Christian are going to be the last two left in the chamber. And whether by shenanigans or not, Randy Orton winds up coming out on top.
What if Sheamus wins tomorrow night?
Same thing. It still means Randy loses, right? It feels to me like they're making their champion look too weak heading into the title match.
Well, that's what I mean. What?
Yeah.
Now, what if he beats Sheamus tomorrow night?
Then it comes down to a throwaway between Randy, Christian, and Sheamus, with Randy still holding on to the title somehow.
And you would risk the wrath of the audience by eliminating Daniel Bryan that fast?
Okay, when haven't they risked the wrath of the audience by doing stuff that we figured was pretty fucking stupid?
last Monday night. They booked the whole show around those chants to make sure they got them out of the way and no one would hijack the segments.
Uh-huh.
That's why we got two doses of Daniel Bryan.
Yeah, but still, they've been known not to continue with something that's a good idea just because they don't want to do that because, well, that's, you know, too much of them booking and not us booking.
I just like the fact that it's become such an overwhelming thing that now they actually have to book around it.
Uh-huh.
I mean, eventually they're going to have to book with it and actually go with it, or else this is just going to keep going.
Well, it's not the first time they've had to do stuff like that. I mean, eventually, like with things, you know, perfect example, not to beat a dead horse, but You Screwed Brett. They did everything they could to drown it out. They were confiscating signs. They were deliberately working around it, and then they incorporated the chants into the shows, if you remember.
Yeah.
Finally.
Well, eventually, right? You have to.
Yeah. It's just like, well, they're not going to shut. They're not going to stop. We got to do something.
Yeah.
And when they finally worked with it instead of around it or against it, it finally started dying down.
Part of it is the audience's natural urge to just kind of resist what they're being given.
Yeah.
And just kind of do their own thing. You know, you take away a little bit of that fun once you, you know, actually play along with it.
Yeah. So basically, we're all saying Randy Orton, and we're all saying that the Elimination Chamber is just not going to be any kind of spectacular spectacle.
In my opinion, for years, is it's so wrongly placed in the year that it's just kind of pointless.
Yep, more or less. Well, the next match.
Well, to put the whole Elimination Chamber thing in context. Look at what's happened to Hell in a Cell. Since they turned it into a pay per view, that thing has lost all threatening, you know, glory that it was. It used to be this big ominous structure that, you know, was a feud ender. Now it's just, oh, look, it's Hell in a Cell time again. Who's getting the obligatory match?
It's just like Hollywood where they're milking a hit movie until the sequels go direct to video. Oh, I'm sorry, DVD!
It's not even that. It's just, I mean, you listen to Orton. Like, how Orton started out, after the Royal Rumble, and he's shocked. What do you mean I have to defend my title against five opponents? As if that's... Randy, have you been watching the last few years? We kind of do this, you know, like every February.
It's like, I know you hang around in the back, you know, when you're not wrestling.
Have you checked the schedule on our website for the last 6 months? Elimination Chamber. This is kind of what we do.
Or are you too busy shitting in Divas' bags? I mean, what's going on, Randy?
Right. I don't like the idea that matches like this are pre-scheduled and pre-ordained. You know, like they said, the Hell in a Cell is supposed to be... Okay, it's supposed to be that thing that ends a feud because if you invoke Hell in a Cell, you are willingly saying, I am ready to let my body get demolished if it means you will come out worse.
Meanwhile, the Elimination Chamber is either supposed to be used to set up your new champion or elevate your current champion. So,
I'm not saying, yes, it ended feuds, but I'm saying that's supposed to be the trump card. That's supposed to be the thing you pull out when you're serious about ending it. It's not supposed to be, oh, we've got a pay-per-view coming up. Well, I guess we have to go to the chamber now.
Well, there you go. Yeah, not spontaneous feeling enough.
It's supposed to be a gambit. You know, I'm willing to go through this to take you out. Not, hey, we got that coming up in a month.
Yeah,
we better do that.
There you go.
Yeah, and you could and to go back on Tim's movie analogy, I just realized a really good one. It's like Michael Bay has done with the Transformers villains. Megatron was an awesome Cybertronian jet. Then he turned into a tank, and now Optimus Prime clone.
Yeah, he's just a beat up junker truck.
Yeah,
that's just wrong on so many levels.
On the plus side, Grimlock looks awesome.
There you go. Why don't we talk about a match that's going to be a lot of fun, guaranteed, one way or the other, no holds barred. This is the Shield versus the Wyatt family. Now, this one is, I can just, this one's going to be off the hook, Omega.
Yeah. There,
drool.
This is going to be so good. I'm looking forward to this one a lot.
Oh, pick somebody. I dare you.
The build up. Oh, no, I'm calling Wyatt on this one.
Okay.
Because the underlying story to this is the Shield does have one large common threat going on here, but they do still have underlying issues.
Mm-hmm.
You know, this is going to be the start of their mania.
Yep.
So it's going to be the Wyatts, because they're the new triple threat in the WWE. But it's going to be so damn good to watch it happen.
It's going to be fun, yeah. Mace.
Surprisingly enough, I'm going to say something that I never thought would come out of my mouth on this program.
Make sure you're recording.
Tim actually had a good idea, and he didn't even realize he had it. Oh.
When do I not realize I have a good idea? What idea?
Right. Because you said three words that would put this match over the top into, you know, show stealer, guaranteed show stealer.
Yeah.
No holds barred.
Yep. Thank you for picking up on this.
This thing is going to be... This is going to be the show stealer almost guaranteed. But if you went one step further and said, okay, we're going to let you guys go at it, and we're going to throw the rules out the window, feel free to kill each other.
Yeah, you see? I want that.
Yeah, exactly. I'm sitting here going, I like the idea. Let's throw the rules out the window, and let's have a good old-fashioned clusterfuck. Yeah. All six guys in the ring at once, people going over the railings, up the stairs, wherever, just full-blown chaos and mayhem, which is what you want with a group like the Shield and these insane hillbillies known as the Wyatts.
Old-fashioned blood and violence.
To turn around and go, oh, we're just going to have this as a six-man tag, draws it back a little bit, and I'm like, don't put the leash on these guys. Let them run free and go create. Hey, Bray, you know how you want to be the world leader and destroy the world? Well, fucking do it.
Guess sure. Here's your chance.
Let them run and play.
Exactly. Show me. You know, but yeah, like Omega, I'm going Wyatt's on this one. It seems to be the way that it's the Wyatt's time to shine as a group. And let's face it, we're getting so close to that U.S. title match between Roman Reigns and Dean Ambrose that...
Because you know what's going to happen.
Let's face it. Oh, yeah, you know it's going to happen. And you know what the outcome's going to be, but still, it's going to be a fucking fantastic feud.
Absolutely. So we got two for the Wyatts. And, you know, I'm going to make it unanimous on this one as well. I am also choosing the Wyatts. And, Mace, thank you very much for picking up on what I said, because I just have an inkling tomorrow shit's going to go down. It's going to get real, as they say. And they're going to make it some kind of a street fight or something.
Like we said, no holds barred. Just throw the rules out the windows. Let them play.
That would be good.
Don't want a wrestling match. We want a demolition derby.
There you go. That's absolutely correct. I don't want NASCAR.
Let's be honest with the way they've built them up. Yeah, this should be a demolition derby. It shouldn't be a wrestling match.
Yeah,
it should barroom brawl.
Yeah. Well, the only reason I'm picking the Wyatts is exactly because of what you said. The imminent collapse of the Shield, which has started. It's been going on for a couple of months now. And I just see this as, you know, furtherance to that. Otherwise, if that wasn't in the cards, then I would have said Shield. And then, you know, they get two more matches against each other over 3 or 4 months. But I don't see that happening. So I've got to pick the Wyatts.
So it's two matches in a row. We've all picked the same thing.
Yeah, kind of scary. Now, we've got the Intercontinental Championship on the line. We've got Jack Swagger taking on Big E. If it was anybody but Jack Swagger, I'd be really interested in this match. I don't care. I'm going to pick Big E, and I'll listen to it while I do the dishes. Mace.
Yeah, pretty much. It's like, it's Jack Swagger. Yay. Don't care.
We, the fucktards.
Yeah, the only thing that might be interesting is what Dutch has planned to say about Big E.
I don't care what anybody says. The fact that American audiences chant, we the people along with Dutch, scares me.
Especially okay, you got to remember, Okay, Tim, you should know, as a man who has booked wrestling and been around wrestling as long as you have, that they aren't people at a live event. They are sheeple.
Yes, I know.
Anything, and that's all that this is. This is not anybody believing in the in what you know. Dutch is saying, but
yes, I've just encouraged the fans to you know chant the way I want them to.
Exactly, you know, it's like The Rock's Millions and Millions. You know, it's just one of those things that just caught on.
Yep.
Mind you, I want to see Big E just, like, absolutely beat the shit out of Swagger and then grab Dutch by the mustache and throw him across the ring.
That'd be awesome. I can see that happening.
And by the way, I know, like, Dutch has a character name, but to me, I look at him and I'm like, hey, it's Dutch Mantel.
No.
I can't help it. It's Dutch Mantel, no matter how much they dress him up.
It's hard to get away from Dutch. Really,
exactly.
So we got two for Big E, Omega.
It's going to be three for Big E.
Oh my God. And this is the first three in a row where we've all agreed.
No. Honestly, I expect this, the way they've been booking the Real Americans, I expect this one to be a squash.
Yeah.
You know, because it's booking to where Cesaro is rising and Swagger is falling, where one gets a WWE World Heavyweight Championship shot. The other one struggled just to get an Intercontinental shot.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
World champion at that.
A former world champion, and he couldn't beat Christian for a shot at the Elimination Chamber.
Yep.
Well, I think, you know, I fully expect Cesaro to have an amazing chamber performance.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I'm honestly expecting him to eliminate Cena from the match.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you know, I'm looking for him to show dominance and actually, like, probably make it. I'd probably put him in the final three.
Okay.
Can I put it this way? Cesaro eliminates Bryan.
No.
But hear me out. But they put it into a rematch on Raw.
No.
The following night.
Imagine the match, Omega.
No.
That's a hell of a follow up.
No, Daniel Bryan. No. No.
No!
Thank you.
How many hints did you have to give them?
They really want Cesaro to go face. That's what they really want. That's why they're giving him something like the giant swing, which is a total crowd pop move.
It is.
You know, it's not a heel thing to do the giant swing. It really isn't.
And get the crowd counting revolutions.
Yeah, because that's fun for the audience. Is what that is. So, they really, you know, they want him to, you know, if they're going to split the Real Americans off, which it looks like they're putting the seeds there to do is just that, then Cesaro's going to end up going face. And to do that, you cannot have him take Bryan out of a world title shot. You cannot, because it will not go good for him.
Yeah.
Damn it. But I want my Bryan Cesaro awesome 2 out of 3 match series.
Don't worry, you'll get it eventually.
You want something that's going to give you the Raw equivalent of Cesaro and Zayn. This is how you do it.
Cesaro, Zayn, Bryan, triple threat.
Oh, good lord.
I see.
And Mace just lost his ovaries.
There you go. Yeah, no, I see the Intercontinental match as the beginning of the end of the Real Americans because of the booking and what's been happening. Cesaro getting a great face pop extended run in the upper echelons of WWE while Jack Swagger just basically pulls a Marty Jannetty. Finally.
Rightfully deserved.
Long after he should have. So, okay, there we go. The next one, and this is something I want to talk about earlier, Batista versus Alberto Del Rio. Finally, last Monday night, we didn't have any talking from Batista. He could have been your win for the week. In WWE, he just came out and just totally demolished Del Rio.
He talked to Triple H backstage.
Well, that's backstage. I'm talking about out, you know, like he didn't come out on the microphone and, bro, I got no quarrel with you, bro. Don't be doing that and stuff, dude. And then boom, you know, he just comes out and does it. And that was great. Just shut up and do your job and then, you know, get out again. So this match, typical Batista match, typical Alberto Del Rio match. It's going to have elements that are good. It's going to have power. It's going to have a couple of boring chants. It's going to happen. Batista goes over naturally, Omega.
Del Rio gets on the arm bar. Batista lifts him out of it directly into a Batista bomb. 1, 2, 3, over. This is going to look like something that would play out on Monday Night Raw between mm-hmm. Batista just not having, you know, been in wrestling matches much. I know he's working live shows. Good for him.
Yep.
But, you know, and Del Rio being freaking Del Rio, you know, this isn't gonna, you know, this just doesn't have legs. This is just made to feed Batista and make him look somewhat impressive. It's not going to, but that's what the idea is.
Two for Batista. Mace.
Meh.
We're all agreed unanimously with this one too.
He's a sheep. I knew.
That wasn't sheep. That was meh. Drawn out. Not bah.
Yeah, I'm not a Wyatt. I'm sorry. I've been so opposed to this feud since day one.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, Del Rio is a former world champion. Yay, blah, blah, blah. Dude's like half the size of Batista and has the win streak of Zack Ryder. I'm sorry. Just feeding him to Batista has been a complete and utter waste of time. I don't buy Batista being some sort of unstoppable juggernaut going into a world title match at WrestleMania.
There you go.
You know, I see this as, hey, you're my mate, and my name's Triple H. Yeah, have a title shot.
Yeah, pretty much. How else do you explain New Age Outlaws with the tag team title?
Whoa. Pretty much. So,
Kevin Nash getting a payday at the Royal Rumble.
There you go.
So, yeah.
And getting another payday at the Hall of Fame induction.
So yeah, Captain Hot Pants goes and powerbombs Del Rio into yet another loss.
There you go. And just
while they wait for Del Rio's contract to wind down so he can leave.
Yeah, just to translate that into English for Kane Kittens, he's going with Batista as well. Okay, speaking about possible matches and speaking about the New Age Outlaws, the chances are it'll be announced tomorrow that the New Age Outlaws will take on the Usos for the tag team titles. And looking at this, I think the Outlaws did their job, and it's going to be the Usos, because you can't have the Usos take the belt off the Rhodes brothers, because, you know, you can't have a babyface title match. So, yeah, the Usos, Mace.
I'm going Outlaws. The power of the Triple H buddy system will
provide. Dissension!
It had to happen eventually.
And by the way, if this is not the free match on, like, YouTube, the app, and all that shit, I'm going to be fucking disappointed. Because if you're paying to watch New Age Outlaws and the Usos, you're going to be severely disappointed.
Oh, hell, I'm paying to watch the Wyatts and the Shield. I don't know about you. I mean, you know, they can wrestle on the same card, but I'm not paying for that. I'm paying for the Shield.
I think a lot of people will be.
Well, most everybody at this point in time.
I love how the first match you guys disagree with the, you know, non-scheduled match so far.
The one that's not certain is the one we're disagreeing on. Omega, hypothetically.
Hypothetically, the Usos win after Betty White runs in, steel chair shots everyone. That's hypothetical.
Including Billy Gunn.
No, Billy Gunn, Road Dogg, no, this is like total Austin moment. Usos too, then just drags Jimmy over Road Dogg and just lets him get the win.
Okay, let's be less hypothetical and at least somewhat pragmatic.
Hold on. Before Omega gives his true answer, is it bad that I actually want to see Betty White run in and hit everybody with a stunner?
It's not bad. I want to see that.
But not just hit them with the stunner, but, like, everybody does the Rock oversell.
Or even better, never find the Rock oversell.
Hit the stunner and everybody bounces like fucking jumping beans.
Yeah, no, not the Rock oversell. The Shawn Michaels versus Hulk Hogan oversell. That would be even more epic. Tell me I'm wrong. I have
either way, it would be a
Hulk Hogan match.
I still put that match on when I need a good laugh.
Either way would be awesome. So there it is, to this point, our elimination.
Wait.
What?
You went off on Betty White stunning everyone.
Well, I'm sorry. Were you wanting to actually be somewhat semi-serious?
Kinda.
Look, Tim, can he be serious for a minute?
Oh, hell no.
No.
He's nowhere near that boring. And his hair's too long.
That was so close to a compliment. So close.
Don't get used to it. No, seriously, what are you picking?
No, it's going to be the New Age Outlaws. They're going to hold it all the way to Mania. Only so Triple H's buddies can get a Mania payday. Mm. And to air quote, add credibility to the title match at Mania.
Yeah. Which,
yeah, God. Though.
Don't choke now.
You know, if you have someone come in as like, you know, like Ric Flair as, you know, like the way, you know, in the classic all black outfit, you know, sweatsuit, sweatpants, gloves, hood, all that, like the total mismatch, just run into the ring, chair shot Road Dogg, get chased off by Billy Gunn, gets chased under the ring, gets knocked out from underneath, and then you pull the switch so Betty White crawls out in the same outfit, takes off the mask.
Yeah, that'll make it look good.
It was me, Road Dogg. It was me all along.
Just to hear Betty say that would be priceless. Awesome. So, there
just
it is.
You could make it work, WWE. Just saying.
We know you listen to us. Pay attention and take some sage advice. But in the future, from now on, fucking give us credit for all the shit you steal from us. Because let's face it, WWE gets their best ideas from WTR Sunday night.
Send us money.
Lots of it.
Yes, lots of it.
All right, so there it is. We're not going to take another break, everybody. We're going to launch right in to the great debate.
Welcome to this week's great debate.
Oh, my God. Wait a minute. It's Paul Bear. It's Paul Bear. And That's gotta be Kane!
And I am the new millennium for the World Wrestling Federation. Now, for those of you who don't know me, I am Chris Jericho, your new hero, your party host, and most importantly, the most charismatic showman to ever enter your living rooms via a television screen.
If this is who we think it is, and we have every reason to believe that this is the human being that has been stalking The Undertaker's wife.
Now, step into the ring with us for this week's great debate.
Simply put, the debut of Eric Bischoff in WWE versus the debut of The Shield. Omega.
Bischoff. Was just one of those events you never expected to see. Like, here's the guy who tried to run me in the ground, and now I'm going to shake his hands, hug him, and give him control of Monday Night Raw. Even if it is in a storyline situation, it was Vince McMahon and Eric Bischoff standing together, and it's not something you ever would have thought possible. Mm-hmm. There it was. You know, The Shield made a very impactful debut, but at the time, just three guys that you might have seen in NXT. That was pretty much it. It doesn't have the impact and the history and the just sheer unpredictability of Bischoff being in WWE.
All right, so one for Eazy-E, Mace.
Yeah, I'm going Bischoff on this one. You know, it just had so much more relevance to it. And basically, this was McMahon's finest hour and the biggest fuck you he could ever give Eric Bischoff. You know, fuck you, you work for me now, bitch. As for the Shield, it was just out of the crowd, big triple powerbomb through a table. How many times have we seen guys jump the railing and put a guy through the table as their debut? Quite a few times. So the semblance and the meaning behind the entrance is what wins it out on this one.
All right, Tim.
Yeah, Eazy-E. You should call him, actually, Sleazy-E. But Eric Bischoff showing up in WWE, it's like, what the? Never. Ever. The second it happened, it's like Jaws hit the floor all over the world.
All right, so Eazy-E, Eric Bischoff moves on. Up next, the debut of the NWO against Ric Flair's original WCW debut. Tim.
NWO in WCW?
Yeah.
No, that was my answer.
Care to explain?
Because it caused shockwaves, ripples. It had a lasting impact. Look what it did. It ultimately caused WCW to go under. It's all NWO's fault. They were huge, brother.
All right, Mace.
Here's the funny thing. The reason that I said no to the Shield is pretty much going to turn me into a hypocrite. Because I'm going to give it to the... that's the thing. The NWO did it. The same thing. You know, Scott Hall jumped the railing, sucker punched a couple of guys, and cut a promo. Next. But it's not just that. If we're going the NWO, you also go to the following week with Kevin Nash popping up. Then you have the Great American Bash, which was the Eric Bischoff powerbomb. This was a debut that took months to happen. You know, if you go to what is the starting point of the NWO, it is Bash at the Beach 1996. Yeah. Wow, those time machines, man.
Alternate time streams.
Earlier timeline. Earlier you confused 1995 with 2005. Now you did 2006 with 1996.
Yeah, me brain no work good.
Marty?
Drugs are bad, okay?
I don't do drugs.
Wouldn't know it, by the way. You've been fucking it up.
No more than you, Tim.
There you go. But I've got an excuse.
No, you don't.
You're up. But yeah, at the end of your debut at the time, again, the semblance, the ripple effect that it had on the business, the fact of how well it was done is what gets it over more than the actual debut itself. Even though it was the most generic thing on the planet, it became one of the biggest, you know, angles in wrestling history, which again still turns me into a hypocrite because I give it to the NWO, and yet the same thing, I just denied the Shield for it. But
no, it doesn't make you a hypocrite because the NWO did it over 10 years before the Shield, 15 years before the Shield.
You're just a WCW mark. It's all right, got it.
Hey, WCW was
the other half was the WCW debut of Ric Flair, which is also one of my top debuts of all time, so shut up.
Wait. I thought it was only 6 years before the Shield.
Not talking about Mace's alternate timeline.
Alright, Omega.
We went through Doctor Who.
Yeah, we went through The Guardian and fixed it, okay? Relax.
Wibbly wobbly timey wimey stuff.
Alright, Omega.
Yeah, we're making a sweep for the NWO. It's just, okay, you want to talk debut of Scott Hall, that's one thing. You want to talk debut of the Outsiders, that's another thing. It's the debut of the NWO. That's Bash at the Beach. On the date that Mace said. One of them.
Sometime long ago.
It happened in 1990.
Yeah, the one that he pulled out of his ass that happened to be right.
Back in the day.
But, yeah, it is such a big thing. And for the same reason, you know, for similar reason I already gave, it was just such a big deal. It's Hulk Hogan going heel. That's the debut of the NWO. You know, it's the most unreal situation in wrestling history. Mm-hmm. You know that. You know, eat your say your prayers, eat your vitamins. You know, now go fuck yourself. That's just such a big change.
Well, which side is he on?
That's what I was going to bring up. Biggest heel turn in the history of the business, months of setup, and Brain fucking blew it. And if you go and go to Netflix, turn on Hogan's DVD retrospective thing, when they play that match, when they play that run-in, they edit that out.
But it will be unedited in the version you can see when you watch Bash at the Beach 2006 on the WWE Network starting next Monday night.
You better be getting money from WWE for all the promoting and advertising you're doing for them.
Wait, what now?
I said you better be getting a lot of money from WWE with all the promoting and advertising you're doing for them.
Once again, buy the WWE Network.
Yeah, you know, demand a recount. So there it is. Is that all? That's it. Quick Hits is done until... Oh, I mean, Great Debate is done until next week.
Good
you job. Guys are fucking
I
contagious.
Gave you all scripts before this.
There is a...
You are goddamn contagious.
Next week on The Great Debate, it will be DDP's WWE debut against Chris Jericho's and The Undertaker versus Mr. Perfect.
There you go. Hey, Rock, the Great Debate, that was your idea to start doing this, wasn't it?
Yes.
Yes, you are a master debater. All right, time for Quick Hits.
Really?
I want to strangle you. I'm going to strangle you in your sleep.
Time now for some Wrestle Talk Radio Quick Hits.
Wow.
That's right. It's that part of the show where our panel has 60 seconds to answer sometimes outrageous and ridiculous questions posed to them.
Wow.
Step up to the plate and get ready for some Wrestle Talk Radio Quick Hits.
Yeah, sorry about that. Way too much Don Cherry and Ron McLean at the Olympics on TV this weekend.
Right, that's your excuse.
Right.
Tim, if you were in witness protection, what would your alias be?
Daniel J. Slade.
Why?
I don't know. I just came up with a name.
I'm asking you. Give me a reason. Why?
I don't know. I've got no clue.
Why would you be in witness protection?
Because I fucking killed somebody and then made a deal.
Now, who did you kill?
Oh, where to start?
Wait. You kill someone and you're in witness protection.
Yes.
Anyway,
because I saw that shit go down when it was happening.
Hey, Mace.
You don't know how CSI works, do you?
I don't watch CSI, so no.
All right, Mace.
Oh, witness. I thought you said witless protection. Never mind. Will you just talk to Mace?
In your sleep.
This one's fitting. Base, if you could lock up one person in a mental institution, who would it be and why?
Omega.
It would be myself to get the fuck away from you guys.
I think I saw that in Final Destination Part 2.
There you go. Omega, what is the most inspiring movie you have ever seen?
The most inspiring?
Yes.
Cool Runnings. He made him laugh. Oh my god. He didn't groan. He didn't threaten to kill me in my sleep. He laughed.
Yeah, but you haven't seen his lucky egg.
Okay.
God.
Don't know if I want to.
I'm trying to think of the last movie that actually did inspire me. God damn it, why are you asking shit that I have to think about? This dead air is just awesome.
Twitter's background music, remember this?
Yeah, oh, yeah, because that helps. Fucking hell.
Wait till your second one.
Tell me Lindsay came up with it.
No.
Asshole.
You won't be that great
then. Asshole.
And fuck you, Tim.
No.
So, Omega, was it My Little Pony? Because it made me finally realize that you could like a pony.
Fuck you.
That was cruel and uncalled for, Mace. Fucking funny.
He's the one who actually owns a pony.
Yeah. Another kind that really gets inspired by movies. It's media entertainment.
Why don't you make a movie and then get inspired by that?
Make a movie and get inspired by the You know what? If I'm going to say anything for that, it's going to be Man in the Moon.
There you go.
Awesome fucking movie.
Surprised you didn't go with Toy Story 3.
I'm not... I couldn't make it through Toy Story 3. I was just like, I'm not really interested in it.
Okay, because the whole thing of it's okay to let go of your toys and grow up a little?
Fuck that.
Yeah, he stopped says, Toy Story at 2.
Said the man who transformed how many Transformers for an upcoming sale?
All available at tjomega.org. Tim, if you could disinvent one thing, what would it be?
If I could disinvent? Mm-hmm. The YouTube channel that Justin Bieber discovered?
Okay.
So essentially you'd be taking away YouTube?
Just the channel he's on. No, seriously, what would I disinvent? If I could erase an invention from the timeline, what the fuck would it be? Damn, that's a hard one.
These are thinkers.
These are stinkers.
Thinkers, not stinkers.
No, I think you stink.
No, these make you think, Tim.
I think you stink. I don't invent something.
I can go back to asking penis questions if you really want to.
Well, we don't. That's too long of a subject for me to get into.
Now, if you want more penis humor, tune in to CB Radio this past Saturday's archive. There was a lot of penis humor. We talked about transvestites, but we'll get into that later.
Oh, fuck. I got nothing. I can't think of anything.
Go with your original idea. Get rid of Justin Bieber. You're there you go. Disinventing Justin Bieber.
Yeah, I would disinvent his parents as that.
Someone needs to. Mace, what one toy would you like to throw at a brick wall repeatedly?
Oh, one toy to throw at a brick wall repeatedly. You know what? Omega and I were talking about this the other day, and the perfect toy came up. What was it? What was it? The one you were talking about the other day, Omega? The fucking really hard to transform one that you said it was more of a mental challenge than actually playtime.
Oh fuck! Which one was that? I know.
You know what I'm talking about, though. It's one of the movie line, wasn't it?
Mixmaster?
Yeah. Basically, just take any Transformer toy in the current era, and I want to throw it up against brick wall. Because those things are more like trying to solve a fucking Rubik's Cube than actually transforming anything.
Yeah, I compared it to a psychological test.
Yeah.
There you go.
So basically, yeah, any modern-day, expensive Transformer with 4,000 little bits of kibble that you got to transform... Take that shit and throw it up against brick wall. Give me my nice, classic, easy-to-transform Transformers.
And the answer is a ball. That's what you should throw repeatedly against a brick wall.
Oh, red light cameras!
You could use a ball, but if you had changed the wall to a window, I would have gone... you remember those little... you used to get them in, carnival shows and shit. The little sticky men you throw at, and they flip down the wall. Those things were fun, man.
No, see, the ideal answer for the action figure-minded are the old crash dummy toys.
I did that and broke the car.
The car is supposed to break.
No, no, I mean I broke the car. I actually shattered the internals.
Good job.
I had the motorcycle.
I had that too. It didn't last long.
Yeah,
I realized early that you're not supposed to throw those things at like 4,000 miles an hour at the wall.
Yeah, probably wouldn't be a good idea.
Yeah, light crashes only.
Rock, I'd like to change my answer.
You're not allowed to, but what would you
Red change? Light cameras or speed on green cameras, same thing. Photo radar.
The speed cameras, okay.
Yeah, I would disinvent those fuckers. They cost me $600 last year.
Keep speeding, Tim. You'll
I wasn't speeding very much.
They caught you. Omega, finally, what is the scariest scene you remember from a kid's movie?
It was photoshopped.
The scariest from a kid's movie.
Mm-hmm. Scariest scene you remember from a kid's movie.
The funny thing is, there are some really scary scenes.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking of. There's some, like, really freaky things in some kids' movies. And, like, not even, like, intentionally bad ones.
Pick one.
There's not really any I can remember from, like, kids' movies I saw as a kid.
Never said when you were a kid.
Right. I know. That's generally when you see them, though.
You can be an adult watching kids' movies.
I am an adult that
watches kids' movies. Exactly.
Kidding me. Fuck me. Okay, no more movie questions.
What would your transvestite name? Anyway.
Okay, one more movie question.
It's just the kind of shit that my brain is not good at retaining. God, I'm honestly trying to think now. And you know this shit happens every time you ask me something that requires this kind of thought. And you still do it.
So ask him in advance next time.
No. Why isn't that in my fucking run sheet?
Hold on, no. When I put things in advance, like the Great Debate, what does he do as we're doing the Great Debate? Google.
I'm busy! I barely get the time to work on my shit, let alone the homework you give me.
And you thought you were done school.
We're waiting.
The thing is, I'm sitting here going, I can throw out a couple if you like.
Yeah, Brent, you're not helping either.
Yeah, Kane's Kitten's got a good one.
Yeah, I know, because I've seen Return to Oz, but not at a point where it was scary.
The fact that they made the movie was scary.
No, the Wheelers or the Hall of Heads. That was freaky shit. Especially for back in the day, because that...
There's... some that's just creepy imagery that gets to me. Dark Crystal got to me as a kid.
You know, I was just thinking Dark Crystal.
So have you picked one yet?
Just say Willow and be done with it.
All of it, yeah.
And there you go.
Well, there it is, another edition of WTR Sunday Night. Silly, silly shit going on every Sunday night here with Wrestle Talk Radio. Don't forget, tomorrow night, Monday night, right after Raw, they should call it right after Raw because it's right after Raw. It's the Raw Post Show with your host, Sir Rodden, and Lizzie Ward.
And soon
basically, bringing Raw to you in 45 minutes.
Yeah, and soon it'll become the Raw post-show post-show. We'll recap everything that happens on the post-show post-show.
You're going to do a post-show post-show? You're going to recap the post-show.
I'm just going to recap the post-show, not the actual Raw, just the post-show.
Fuck, you need a hobby. Anyway, yeah, so that's going to happen 30 minutes after Raw goes off the air, or if you'd like 11:30 Eastern Time PM. Let's see, what else? Thursday night, it's The Rack with Lindsay Ward.
Go back and listen to our interview with the one, the only, the talented filmmaker, Matt Goldberg, as he joined us to talk about his involvement with WWE's YouTube channel, where he's doing stop-motion animation for them, and talk about the Wyatts, talk about the films, all that fun stuff. It's The Rack, 11 p.m. Eastern, right here on WildTalkRadio.com and RackRadioShow.com.
Yeah, and apparently if you like penis, you should tune in Saturday night around midnight-ish Eastern for CB Radio.
Well, it started with a bag of dicks that got played during Cards Against Humanity for about 2 hours. Then Ace mentioned that he was at a club and a transvestite hit on him and then told him to be in porn. And you're just going to have to listen. And CB Radio, it's weird, it's wacky, and it's unusual.
Yeah, and of course next Sunday night, Wrestle Talk Radio will be on 1 hour later than normal, so we may bring to you Elimination Chamber review.
You had to think about it for a second.
Well, I was trying to, like, you know, figure out how to say that word, and it just came out that way. So, yeah, we'll take a look at what happened in the Elimination Chamber, and we'll give you a thumbs up or a thumbs down. And some more of our regular shenanigans right here on the Wild Talk Radio Network. Don't forget, everybody, you can now check out Wild Talk Radio on TuneIn Radio. Just go to TuneIn Radio and search Wild Talk Radio. We're also simulcast with PWmania.com. Check them out for all your wrestling news and views.
You can follow us on Twitter at Wild Talk Radio, Facebook.com/Wild Talk Radio Network. Join the Facebook group at Facebook.com/group/Wild Talk Radio Network.
Yeah, and that being said, click on all the advertising on the website, and we'll be very happy because that'll pay for the website, and then we can keep doing this ridiculous nuts and bolts stuff, and it won't cost you a penny, and we'll thank you for it, even though we won't directly ask you to do so. That being said, have a good week, everybody. See you next weekend.
I want to lower our music a second, Tim. Is there anything you want to say to Kane Kittens?
Oh, I was supposed to say something to Kane Kittens, wasn't I?
Yeah.
Yeah, it must not have been important. I forgot.
Bye, everybody.
He's not worth my time!
WildTalkRadio.com